The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, you there. You can't ignore me.
No one can ignore me.
I'm Todd the announcer, and Eric lets me do his announcing. I'm always right there by his side to loudly announce everything he does.
Even things like coughing and sneezing.
His wife hates it.
And now, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Alvin,
yes,
no
sir.
No joke.
No.
Tonight. Okay. Some people listen to this program, and it could be happening right now. But tonight at 7 o'clock at the Schomburg Center.
Okay.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Today is Tuesday.
So that's tonight in Chicago.
Tuesday.
I better get on my bicycle because I'm not going to make it to Chicago. Tonight in Chicago, the Schomburg Center in Schomburg, Illinois, I'm interviewing Caroline Kennedy for a special Socrates in the City event hosted by Judson University for their World Leadership Forum. Really exciting, folks. Say a prayer. That's an important conversation. Mm. Yeah. I covet your prayers for that, for everything I do, frankly. But that's really, really exciting. In a couple of minutes, we're going to bring on my friend Rebecca Lyons. Suzanne and I have known Rebecca and Gabe Lyons for years. They came to New York in 2010, but I've known them from way before that. Oz Guinness introduced us, an amazing couple. And Rebecca has written a book. It's a big bestseller right now, and she's going to be on this program
Great.
In a couple of minutes. Talking about that.
Well, you know, how do you follow up with Anne Graham Lott? You bring on Rebecca Lyons.
It's that simple, folks. It's not that complicated. Okay. We're doing a fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want to say for the folks that are out there, we talk about religious liberty on this program all the time. It almost doesn't matter what you're talking about. It goes to religious liberty. We spoke yesterday with John Zmirak about the situation with Turkey,
yes.
And how they're going into Syria. That is a religious liberty issue because the people, the Kurds, the Yazidis who are in that part of Syria, they have religious liberty. But the radical Muslims and Turkey and Erdogan, they don't believe in religious liberty. And in those cases, they murder you. But in other parts of the world, religious liberty is still being affected. In England, we talked to John Zmirak yesterday about a case in England where a doctor refused to call a man madam. The man decided that he was a woman and he insisted that the doctor call him madam. A court in England, folks, in England, decided that this man's biblical view of the sexes and of gender was an offense to human dignity. And the court in England, okay, all of our laws come from England, folks. This is what's happened in England. They have gone down this path. They are cutting off themselves from their own roots, from their own law, from their own biblical values that had informed their law. They have determined that this guy's belief in a man and a woman and not understanding the transgender thing. They've said to him, you know what? That's an offense against human dignity. You are losing your job as a doctor. Now, the reason I bring this up is that this is coming to America. Now, people say, well, that's That's so draconian, Eric, and then you're being dramatic. I really wish I were,
yeah.
But there are tons of cases in America now. The good news is we have the Alliance Defending Freedom fighting for religious liberty in the courts. If we didn't, as they certainly do not in England, we would lose this stuff. And the whole fabric that we have had since the Constitution became the basis of our laws in 1787, it unravels. It's already unraveling. But we have to fight these battles, and we have to make the case, which we didn't used to have to make,
right.
But we have to make the case over and over and over again that this is what religious liberty is, and this is how it affects people. And you cannot force them to ignore their faith and to do things that the state demands they do. The Alliance Defending Freedom is the best at fighting for religious liberty in the courts. They have been to the Supreme Court 9 times,
yep.
And they have argued in front of the Supreme Court 9 times, and they have won 9 times out of 9. The 10th time, I guess, is today. I don't know if that's taking place as I speak, but there is a case in where is it? In Michigan. Mm-hmm. Harris Funeral Homes. Okay.
Yes.
Now, look, this could be any business in America, folks. Imagine this. It's a funeral home. They exist to bless the bereaved. Okay. You come in there. They want to minister to you. They want to take care of you. They understand you're going through one of the hardest things you've ever been through, losing a loved one. Right. So they have a dress code, and they basically say that we want to dress in a way that doesn't draw attention to ourselves.
And, this case, by the way, is very similar to the one in England where they lost.
Yes.
In England.
Well,
a man dressing as a woman.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So in this case, you're right. There's a guy at the funeral home, Harris Funeral Homes, who says, by the way, in a couple of weeks I'm coming back, I'm going to be dressing as a woman. And the directors of the funeral home said, listen, this is not a factory here. This is a funeral home that very, very broken, grieving people come in here, and we don't want to do anything, you know, to freak them out or to knock them sideways, whatever. We need to be respectful. That's not going to work here. That's not going to be appropriate. Well, this entire funeral home will be shut down. Because they have this view of how men and women should dress. Now, even if you disagree with their view, in America, we have the freedom to live out our faith, whatever it is. So the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting in court. This is the 10th time they've gone to the Supreme Court. They need your help. It is why I'm talking about it now, because on this program, we want to ask you to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and to give generously to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are fighting this battle. They don't get paid, folks. This is all donations. That's you and me giving to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Whatever you give, this is a battle for religious liberty. And if people do not stand up and fight now, if you don't give some money now, trust me, this is America's going to unravel, and your taxes and your whole world is going to be changed. So you can pay a little bit now,
yeah,
and do the right thing and fight this battle now, or it becomes a monster and you're going to have no ability to fight it. That's already happened in England and in other parts of Europe, and obviously in the Middle East. It's pure chaos with regard to religious liberty. So I want to say, please go to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm going to give you a phone number here. It's 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. This is one of those things that, you know, you don't have to do any kind of intellectual stretching. It is right in front of you. It's very basic. If we do not help the Alliance Defending Freedom fight these battles, they're fighting for you. So it's one of those things where I would say that you are benefiting from what they're doing. If you have the ability to help them, please help them. There's no trick here. We want to encourage you. If you give $100, we're going to give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. Metaxas Super is commercial-free podcasting. You get videos, whatever. Normally, you'd pay $70-something dollars for that. We're going to give it to you if you give $100 tax-free to this incredible cause, Alliance Defending Freedom. You get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. If you give $250, you will get that plus a subscription, a signed copy of Donald Builds the Wall.
Yes.
If you give $500, you get all those things, plus you get to come visit us in the studio. And if you do the math in your head, you know, $500, you get 2 copies of,
yes,
Donald Builds the Wall signed to you. But you get to visit us in the studio if you're ever in New York on your way to someplace else, or you're here, you know, we would love to see you. Anybody who can give more, folks, it's tax deductible, and it really doesn't get simpler than this. Yes. It doesn't get purer than this. Religious liberty is at stake. It is the first of all liberties. When we lose religious liberty, it unravels everything in America. I am not speaking hyperbolically. I promise you, this is, it is that real. I mean, almost everything I read in the news that disturbs me has a religious liberty element to it. And there are people now that are they're wiping away religious liberty. They're saying, oh, that's some annoying, bigoted Christian thing.
Yeah.
Folks, no. Religious liberty concerns atheists. It concerns Muslims. It concerns everybody in America. Don't be fooled. This is very important. So I want to ask you, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give generously. The phone number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. We seriously need your help. And let me add, it's the right thing to do.
It is. And the banner at the top of our page, MetaxasTalk.com, is probably the easiest and quickest way. The banner at the top, go there and
MetaxasTalk.com, that's our website. Check it out. When we come back, our dear friend Rebecca Lyons, what a book, what a subject, very inspiring. Thanks for listening. University professors have been fired for their Christian views. Boys are taking awards away from girls because public schools are allowing boys to compete in girls' sports competitions. Bad laws are forcing creative professionals to create and express messages through their art that directly contradict their deeply held beliefs. Hey folks, this is Eric Metaxas. You may not believe it, but these are actual freedoms being fought for in the courts by my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF fights these pivotal court battles for free, but they cannot do it without your help. Your tax-deductible gift of $100 will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren. Give securely by clicking the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. That's the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. Please help Alliance Defending Freedom today.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
Yvonne wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus.
Hey folks, it's Eric Metaxas' show. Well, if you listen to this show, you know that I like to have fun, and I like to talk to people, and we have a lot of fun. And today, my way of having fun is talking about stress and anxiety, but you don't know the punchline. The punchline is I'm talking about stress and anxiety with someone I like to talk to about stress and anxiety. Her name is Rebecca Lyons. She's a friend. Rebecca Lyons, welcome to this program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Listen,
this is a blast.
I can have fun talking about stress and anxiety because, like you, I have and continue to deal seriously with depression because I'm joking around all the time. People can't imagine it, but there's nothing more brutal than depression, stress, anxiety, whatever. It's so many people struggle with it. And you have been open about your struggle with it. I thank God for that. And you've written a book called Rhythms of Renewal, Trading Stress and Anxiety for a Life of Peace and Purpose. It is a huge bestseller already, and it just came out. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, what do we need to know? I know that you're married to my friend Gabe Lyons, and that gives me stress and anxiety because I know Gabe. He's so tough to deal with.
He really is. No.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because he's not. He's a pretty wonderful guy.
He is.
And but you like me, you understand this is just real. This doesn't come from like who's around you. This just
sure.
Can be a condition. And how do you deal with it? And why did you write this particular book on the subject?
Well, it came to head for me in 2010 when we moved to New York City. That's when we got to know each other, you and
yeah.
I. And at the time, our kids were 4, 7, and 9. So they were in the throes of elementary. And within 4 months of being here, I had my first panic attack on a flight from Atlanta back to LaGuardia, almost at midnight, hit turbulence, and something rose in me, just sheer terror. And then what began that day continued on planes, trains, elevators, subways, and crowds. Welcome to New York City, right?
Wow.
There was no way to avoid those things. And I remember trying to just take 2 train stops to my kids' school for a program. They were going to do music and song. And I couldn't. I actually tried to claw the doors of the subway back open and hop off, which isn't rational. Everyone kind of backed away a little bit. And I just remember the whole time just like feeling trapped. So for me, my anxiety and panic disorder came out of a place of claustrophobia that I'd never had in my life before. But it was this metaphor for feeling trapped. Feeling trapped maybe in a circumstance or a relationship or maybe a personal event. But it came to a head. New York was the pressure cooker that pushed that to the surface.
It's so interesting to me because, you know, knowing you as I do, you're not the kind of person that somebody would typically say like, oh, yeah, she's going to deal with anxiety, whatever. And so I think you're the perfect, you know, poster girl for this is that you're just going through life and this thing hits you.
Yes.
And it's not easy to say like, well, you need to do this. It doesn't seem to be anything you need to do.
Right.
You're emotionally stable. You have a deep faith in God, you have a wonderful marriage, wonderful kids, and yet it happened to you. So I think you're the perfect person to help people negotiate this, to deal with this. So I guess my question, the first question is, the title is Rhythms of Renewal, Trading Stress and Anxiety for a Life of Peace and Purpose. What do you mean by that term, Rhythms of Renewal, and how did you come to that?
Sure. Well, when this hit me, and that's exactly what happened, it was like a freight train. And because I couldn't avoid it for the next year, I do remember about a year in, I would now waken from sleeping in my bed and be gripped in fear. It wasn't even just small spaces at this point. It was everywhere. And so I remember specifically September 20th of 2011, waking, couldn't find my voice, grabbed Gabe's arm. He starts to pray. And I just hold out my hand and I just say, rescue me. And in that particular moment, for whatever reason, I was just flooded with peace. It was the first time I didn't have to run or escape a situation for it to subside. That fight or flight was just, it stopped. And I remember walking out of my apartment the next day, like, we're going rogue. Did it take? I don't even know. I wouldn't have given it the word healing even, because it was just a peace. It was just like I was flooded with peace. And I realized that when you're sick, you only look inward and see what's broken. But when a healing journey begins, which I think is what was happening for me, was that I looked up and I saw everyone else. And I realized one in four of us are gripped in fear, some sort of anxiety, some sort of depression. There's just something continually coming against us. And I started to study mental health, especially in the church, especially with people of faith, people outside of the church, whatever that looks like, and realized that God actually created a created order in rhythm with intention. And there's a boundary and a framework that comes with that, right? And with that rhythm, he invites us into that. So in the universe, we have waves on a beach and the constellations, and we've got day and night and seasons and months and years. And then we've got our bodies are created in rhythm. We've got heartbeat, pulse, cadence, labor pains, breathing. All these things are in rhythm. And when we stay inside the created order of rhythm, we are filled with peace and we come alive. But when we get outside of that, chaos ensues. And I think that's where we start to spiral out of control.
You have obviously given this some thought. Have you thought about writing a book on this subject?
You know what? I have.
You should do that.
As a matter of fact.
It's amazing because everything you're saying is right. And I would say it's biblical, you know, like that God has created this order. So how do you, Gabe was saying a few minutes ago that there are four pieces to this. So
sure.
What are the four pieces that you talk about in the book?
So there are four rhythms that I outline in the book. I do seven chapters on each because I want to make sure that it's very clear, practical steps, actionable hope. A lot of people are like, yes, I pray about it. But really, you know, God made our bodies. He knows what we need. He wants to bring healing by every means necessary. And so the first rhythm is rest. So there are two input rhythms, rest and restore, and two output rhythms, connect and create. And
okay, so there are four pieces to this. So first, it's rest and restore. Okay.
Yes. So rest is your inner life, your spiritual life. It's about, am I okay? We're restless because we rest less. So usually we're so fatigued. We don't operate now within a circadian rhythm of sunrise and sunset. We're on a technology that says that we should never actually sleep. We never really have to stop. Whereas a sunrise has natural blue light that tells you to wake up, and a sunset has natural red light, which is melatonin for your body.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
Even I am learning something.
So if
I
you
thought
go,
I knew everything. Rebecca,
you do
I thought
know
I knew everything,
everything, but there might be one extra
you
thing.
You crack me up. You've really, I mean, I've never heard that before, that the light from a sunrise is different from the light of a sunset.
Yeah, that's why you've got that golden hour in the evening. That's a red light that's melatonin for your body. So instead of getting on your phone at midnight, telling you to wake up, wake up, wake up, put the phone in the other room and go just take a walk around the block in the evening. And it actually slows you down because God made us, again, to operate within the rhythm that he created for nature and the universe. So he wants us to complement that. So rest, I talk about things like take a tech detox or morning routine. If the first hour is the framework for the day, how are you setting your intention in the morning? How are you taking Sabbath? Are you even Sabbathing? Rest is not optional to God, right? He exiles his people for 70 years because they never obeyed. And so 490 years later, he says, I said rest the land, you didn't do it. So I'm going to send you away so the land can rest.
We don't know how to rest today. And let's face it, I was just talking about this the other day on this program. In my book, Seven Men, I talk about Eric Little. And it was precisely because he would not run on the Sabbath. The concept of Sabbath to him and his Christian community was so strong that he refused to run on the Sabbath. I don't know any Christian today who would say that I wouldn't run on the Sabbath. We've changed our view, maybe to some extent for the better, but I would say in most cases we've just thrown out the idea of Sabbath. We go to church and we're done.
Right, but we cannot run if we cannot rest. And so you don't run to earn the right to rest. You run from, fueled by, a posture of rest. So we should be people who are carriers of a gospel of peace. Well, we can't bring peace if we haven't actually gotten quiet. Examine the heart. Is there anything that needs to get exposed that God might want to do something with so we can go back out?
What is this here? Morning routine, coffee, candle, and a pen. What is that?
Yes. So it's how I set the first 40 minutes before the rest of the house wakes up. So I get up and I just outline in that chapter that I start in a posture of release. For me, it's on my knees because that automatically, even a kneeling position, slows your breathing, slows down your central nervous system. Like, the mind stops racing so much. When you slow your breathing, you actually take those thoughts captive, those racing thoughts in your mind, and then it sets you up with God, a posture of release and surrender, to then receive whatever He has for you that day. And so I start with that, and then obviously gratitude. We know that we interrupt anxiety with gratitude, because when we are anxious, we pray with thanksgiving and the peace of God floods us. So, like, let's be intentional about gratitude. Then prayer, liturgy, scripture, all those things are a part of filling me so that I can then go back out. The point of input rhythms is you cannot give what you haven't received. So take these input rhythms seriously so that you can then go out and do the output.
This makes a lot of sense. Now, this is a book that it looks sort of like a women's book, but I know it's not.
No.
Because there's nothing in here that doesn't speak to me, and I'm not a woman. So I guess I want to talk to you about that when we come back.
Two of my editors were men, and they were very, very intentional about this being for that audience.
Well, look, we all need this. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Rebecca Lyons. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
Where was my love?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibits workplace discrimination regardless of a person's sex, and the definition of sex was debated at the Supreme Court today. One case involving two homosexuals who were fired. The second case was about a Christian funeral director that fired a transgender employee. The Supreme Court will decide whether federal civil rights laws apply to same-sex and transgender individuals. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are welcoming an invitation by the panel's Republican chairman for President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to testify about corruption in Ukraine. President Trump will host Turkish President Erdogan at the White House next month, a day after warning Turkey with consequences if it goes too far in invading northern Syria. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Texas show. I'm talking to my friend Rebecca Lyons about her brand new book, huge bestseller already. It's called Rhythms of Renewal, Trading Stress and Anxiety for a Life of Peace and Purpose. Rebecca, even though I've struggled with depression and stuff, this strikes me as for everybody. In other words, there's almost nobody to whom this stuff doesn't apply. And this is some really original thinking you've done here, because a lot of times people say, well, it's all in the Bible or read the Bible. But you've really taken the wisdom from that, and then the wisdom from how you've applied it in your own life and seen it work. And you've broken it down really simply into these four rhythms. So I just want to go through them with you. First, you talked about the rest rhythm. Then let's talk about the restore rhythm. What is the restore rhythm?
Well, 77% of our society right now are facing physical symptoms of stress. That means shallow breathing, sleepless nights, racing mind. So that's almost 4 out of 5 of us. So you're right. This is an every person conversation. No one is exempt from stress.
And we got to say, it's wrong. It's not normal. Like the idea that like that's just the way life is. No, no, no. It does not need to be. Just because it is for most people doesn't mean that it needs to be that way for us.
Right. So how do we reorder our lives? The reason we are all spinning out is that we think we're invincible at some point. And so this rest and restore slows us down, quiets our mind, causes us to just take inventory of our life. What's right, what's wrong, what's confused, and what's missing. And then it's never too late to reestablish what you want your life to be about. I mean, you can start at any point. And this is the challenge of the book. It's not a to-do list or add-on, but unlayer some of the things you're currently doing and figure out what does a life of intention mean. So restore is all about our physical health. Let's be mindful. Are we on a diet of caffeine, sugar? What food do we need for strength, for fuel to keep going, to give us energy? I found that I was crashing at 3 p.m. every time my kids got home from school. And here I am, a mom, going, I'm sorry I haven't seen you all day, but I really need a nap right now. That's not the life I want, right? So
okay,
I had to change my diet.
Okay, if you can tell me how to have energy at 3 p.m., I'm going to have you on my radio show.
You're not going to like what I have to say.
Go ahead. Well, how do you know? Come on.
So there's a chapter where I write about eat smart, brain food.
Yeah.
Like, what are the foods that feed your brain? And
right.
So our whole family did Whole30 a couple summers ago. The kids were not thrilled, I'll be honest.
What is Whole30?
Whole30 is where you eat only whole food. You eat food from a plant, not made in a plant. So it has to be something from the ground. We cut dairy and gluten just for those 30 days because those are inflammatory foods that sometimes make you sluggish, make you crash.
Uh-huh.
And so it was almost like an elimination idea. And then you slowly bring things back in. But you almost got on a runner's high by about day 10. You were barely getting through the first week. But once you got on a runner's high.
So this means obviously no meat.
Yeah. No, you could have meat. It had to be organic,
okay.
Grass-fed.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
You
could still
do meat. Okay, so I can have meat.
Just not dairy.
Just not dairy.
And not wheat.
Okay.
Just for that 30 days.
Okay.
And it actually required us to get creative. But in the end, after 25 years of me having half and half and sugar in my coffee, I haven't gone back since. And that's how I was starting my day.
So wait, you're able to have coffee, but not cream in the coffee.
So what I do now is an organic dairy. Dairy, an organic coconut creamer.
Yeah.
So coconut milk, almond milk, oat milk.
I guess my question is, and you weren't expecting pushback on this subject,
yeah.
But on the subject of like, you know, I use heavy cream in my coffee in the morning. And I think to myself, if I had a diet like heavy in dairy, that would be bad. But why would it be bad, for example, just to have it in your coffee in the morning? Or is that just you've chosen that?
I don't think that a little bit is bad. But what this was is it was just taking it all away for 30 days to rewire your brain and your body to go, what am I responding negatively to? You might have food aversions, but you can still function.
Of course.
It doesn't mean you're operating at 100%.
Of course.
So I found like, if it's still a wonderful piece of cheese, I'll eat it now on occasion, but it's not part of my everyday.
Right. Wow. Okay, so eat smart, brain food.
And then also active.
Active.
Like, use your body. Like, get like a brisk walk for 5 minutes raises serotonin in your body. It's your happiness hormone, right?
Yeah.
So, or a hug for 5 seconds raises serotonin. Like, hold someone in it and like, let it last, right?
Yeah.
So part of just how movement in our bodies and diet actually affects our overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And your gut, actually your gut health affects your emotions. It's directly connected.
I keep hearing about this gut health stuff. Do you talk about that at all in here?
Well, it's part of the Whole30. It is to clean your gut because part of that is like if things are toxic in your body and they just keep circling out, then you don't actually have that momentum, that energy, that positivity that you really do need.
Right.
And so I do think it's been very beneficial for us.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it. But see, you and Gabe have always looked like slim, attractive, good-looking young people. So it's not like there's any before and after. Like, holy cow, Rebecca, what happened to you? Used to be the size of a house. Look at you now. This is working for you. So, all right, we're just going to take your word for it. But, all right, well, let's keep going. So you then get into, you say there are two rhythms in the front end, and then there's the connect rhythm and the create rhythm.
Yes.
What do we mean by that?
So when you've been filled by these input rhythms, you've been able to rest, you've been able to take pause, to examine your life, and then you've gotten quiet, you've known the things you need to lay down, the things you need to pick up, and then you've gotten healthy. Then finally you are fueled to then go back out and minister and serve to other people, connect and create. So connect is all about our relational health.
Right.
And create is all about our vocational health, our calling, our mission, our purpose in life. So connect is, I love chapters about friendship. We have 42% of millennials saying they don't have a close friend.
What?
42%.
You're kidding.
And so then that leads, as we know, to isolation, which leads to depression because you feel like you're the only one who's struggling with something.
This is so basic. I'm going to cut you off. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks. We're talking to Rebecca Lyons. The book is Rhythms of Renewal. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance. And practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race, God calls each of us to. The Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.
Folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the bumper music, right? Right? I'm talking to Rebecca Lyons. The new book, huge bestseller already, Rhythms of Renewal, Trading Stress and Anxiety for a Life of Peace and Purpose. Rebecca, you know this. You know what this strikes me as? This strikes me as a basic user's manual for human beings. People always say the Bible is that, and of course it is. But then somebody has to translate the Bible into, well, what does that mean for me today, now, tomorrow? How should I eat? What should I do? That's what this strikes me as, this book. This seems to me what you have done.
Yeah, the intention was actionable hope, that you can take action with intention, knowing that God set a framework and a boundary for us to submit to, but it actually brings a lot of freedom. And so when people are given a plan or a playbook or a rule guide, then they can make it their own. These are examples of each rhythm, what I've learned from them, but I'm like, make a plan and work the plan. Yours might be a tweak of what this looks like.
Okay, so the first part was rest rhythm and then restore rhythm. And then you say once you've done all those things, you can give out. And so you call that connect rhythm and create rhythm. So let's talk about connect rhythm.
So connect is all about relational health. So part of it is vulnerability, leading with vulnerability. Transparency is sharing where you've been, but vulnerability is sharing where you are. So only a few people are going to get where you are today. And make sure that you surround yourself with a couple people where you lead in that, and make sure that's a mutual thing. You're not the one that's only dumping. Somebody is actually reciprocating. They're not your, you know, Band-Aid. And that's a real relationship. Or conflict resolution. Apologize first. Just do it. You know, there's no reason to let angerness become bitterness, become contempt. There's no reason for that. It actually, we're the ones who pay the price for that. Mm-hmm. I talk about marriage. Like, love the one you're with. Obviously, you know, Gabe and I are 22 years in, and not every day is rosy, as we all know, in marriage, but like, set an intention around it, get counseling. I talk a lot about how we went on a marriage retreat and we're like, it's just a tune-up. And then about 20 hours later, we're like, okay, maybe a little more than a tune-up. But the idea is, make sure there's nothing under the rug that you just aren't willing to confide in your spouse, because actually when you're connected, that's when your relationship's going to flourish. And then also, obviously, parenting, bear one another's burdens. And the one that I love is hospitality. I think people think that everything has to be perfect to have someone over, but so many people feel so lonely. They just want to be welcomed in. So I have a chapter called Potluck Over Perfect, where we open up our home and I do like the dish, and then everyone brings, my friends are better cooks than me anyway, so it works out beautifully.
Wow. Okay. And then the last of these four rhythms is create rhythm. What's create rhythm?
So create is your vocation, your passion, your purpose, your meaning. Viktor Frankl is I'm a huge fan of his work and logotherapy. And unlike Freud, who said we're made for pleasure, and Adler, who said we're made for power, Frankl borrows from his Hebrew faith and says we're made for meaning.
Parenthetically, Freud and Adler were idiots. We don't have time to go into that. But believe me, no, it is kind of funny because let's just take Freud. How depressing,
right?
When he says we're it's for pleasure, it's about libido and everything. Then you start feeling like I'm such a nothing. I'm a nothing except, you know, the universe kind of like created me for pleasure, and that's about it. And almost nobody buys that,
right?
Because it seems so wrong.
It's so, yeah.
Viktor Frankl, obviously, he gets it, and he's why we're here. So you've borrowed, obviously, or you're using his stuff in this.
Sure. Well, the premise of his work is that the root of anxiety is unfulfilled responsibility. It means you're made for something and you're not quite stepping into it, or there might be a gap there that you have this fear of lostness or purposelessness. And so he just says with freedom comes responsibility, and we actually take pride in the work of our hands when we take agency over something. And so I write chapters in here about work with your hands, recover your passion, clear the things that have gotten in the way or clouded it. Partly for us, I think for every one of us, there's a sweet spot that we come alive. We're like, this is what I was made for. But then because of opportunity, we layer all these other things on top of that, which then make us burn out and want to quit the thing, which is the thing that got us going in the first place. So I read a chapter about like pull away the distractions that keep you from what you were made to
do. So this is the one pulling weeds?
Yes.
I thought you meant literally pulling weeds.
Well, I was pulling
weeds in a garden to give yourself something to do.
No, I meant it was a story of me pulling weeds and realizing that while I was pulling weeds, I was in a season of pruning things off of my life because
do you mean you were literally pulling weeds?
I was pulling.
You were pulling literal weeds, and it got you thinking about the larger concept.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And then learn something new. When I got to New York, I tell the story of how I went back to Parsons School of Design. I'm with college students half my age, but I knew there was a created side of me that once my kids were in school that I had time to explore. And while I didn't become a fashion designer, that scratched the itch for me to create, and I started writing articles. And and then all of a sudden, you know, I was called Becca Book in fourth grade. I read 62 Nancy Drew books just that year alone. And I never knew then that readers make writers. But my mom told me at age 32, I always thought you write. And I was like, well, that would have been super helpful when I was picking a major. But here I am at 37 writing my first book and realizing, oh, this is actually how I've always processed. It's been such a cathartic process for me all along, you know, on my laptop in the middle of the night, but never did I imagine that would be vocation.
So this is now your third book.
Yes.
So you are a writer.
Apparently.
Evidently, you've become a writer.
Right.
But you waited till 37 to figure it out. Okay, create rhythm. This is, to me, I get very excited about all this stuff. What do you mean when you say yes, take a risk? What's that?
Well, every 7 years, it feels like God's invited us into something that requires us to put all our chips back in the middle of the table.
That's you and Gabe.
Yes, yeah. Right? So when my firstborn son was born at 26, we learned he had Down syndrome 6 hours later. That was one of those lose your life, you'll find it again. Everything that we thought was important at that time went out the window, and then all of a sudden it set a life of intention that looked different. 9 years later, put all your chips back in, move to New York City, sell everything you have. It'll make total sense. At the time, I was kicking and screaming. Turns out God used that season to launch my ministry. And then now, 9 years after that, put all the chips back in. We adopted a little girl with Down syndrome. So now we have Down syndrome bookends. We brought her home from China 10 months ago. And Gabe just, you know, said, I believe God's inviting us into something. So we have three high schoolers, one in kindergarten, and we've got prom and pull-ups happening at the same time in our home. And I'm 40-something. So here we are taking a surrendered yes. And I think there's a lot of joy that comes on the other side of that.
I find myself agreeing. That's beautiful. We have time for a final segment. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I hope you're enjoying this conversation half as much as I am. Very important, folks. The book is titled Rhythms of Renewal. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. One GOP senator says worries about the president's pullout of U.S. troops from Syria are overblown. Bob Agnew reports.
This is not a whole-scale withdrawal of the 1,000-plus troops we have in Syria.
In fact, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. has only a few dozen troops in the area under discussion. Besides, he argues the country's greatest long-term threat
is not inside of Syria. It's not even in the Middle East. It's China.
That notwithstanding, the president's GOP and Democratic critics warned that any pullout of U.S. troops from Syria could strengthen the remnants of ISIS and endanger the lives of Kurdish allies. Bob Agnew reporting.
And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says U.S. job growth since early last year was not as robust as thought, a hint that the Fed may be ready to keep cutting interest rates to support the economy. The Dow is down 282 points, the NASDAQ off 121. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell because that's the Bee Gees. So you know who's playing the Bee Gees. Come on. I'm sitting here with my friend Rebecca Lyons. The book is Rhythms of Renewal, Trading Stress and Anxiety for a Life of Peace and Purpose. And Rebecca, I just want to show people, if you take the cover off, because the cover looks like maybe it's a book for women. Well, when you take the cover off, it looks like a book for guys. So it strikes me that this is a book for human beings. Don't you find it wonderful that here in 2010, you come to New York, you have this horrible anxiety, and it launches you. I mean, when the Bible says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, when you're going through some hell like anxiety or whatever you went through, that's precisely when you need to believe that scripture.
Right.
And know that God knows something that you don't know. And if you hang on and you look to him, he's going to use that in ways that are going to really bless you and bless other people. I mean, you have to see that that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, your pain can always become purpose if you let it, if you let God get in the middle of it. I love Winston Churchill. If you're in hell, keep walking. Eventually
isn't
the darkness
great?
Will lift, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea is that don't, if you're walking through the valley, you don't make your home there. You don't pitch a tent. You don't camp out there. You know you're walking through something, but it's taking you somewhere that you can't see. That's the whole point of faith. And even in those years where I remember being in the fetal position in my closet in New York City saying, will I always struggle with this? And yet God is saying, at some point, I'm actually going to put the same plane that gave you panic disorder. You're going to get on a plane every Friday, and you're going to go around the country, and you're going to speak about the rescue of God. Now, if that's not the irony, I don't know what it is.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I do. I'm in a different city almost every Friday, and it's the old place of panic is now a sanctuary in the sky. That's what redemption looks like. That's redeeming the things that have been stolen. And it's my joy. It's my great joy. For so many years, I kept saying, restore to me the joy of my salvation. And that's why I wanted to name our daughter Joy. So the girl we just brought home is named Joy. And I just was like, this is the fullness of Psalm 126. Those who sow in tears, bearing a seed, will reap a harvest with songs of joy, carrying the sheaves with them. It's just my passion now. And Frankl's passion is to help people find their meaning. And when I read that, I started crying because I think I resonate so deeply with that, that as I've wakened to calling and purpose and passion, my greatest joy is to watch people do the same.
Well, it's amazing. We're all friends with Oz Guinness. In fact, I met Gabe because of Oz Guinness. And Oz Guinness is the one who introduced me and so many people to the work of Viktor Frankl. It's so important, the idea of meaning in life.
Yeah.
And how important that is, how central that is to everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of job you have or how you were raised. You're made in the image of God.
Right. And meaning is informed by your work, your love, and your bravery in suffering. And so sometimes when you're walking through things hard, you know that it won't always be that way, possibly, but you're being brave and God is with you. And bravery is moving scared. So it's just one small step at a time. That's what this book is about. One small step at a time, but keep going. And this is a framework, not a to-do list, an undo list. You're going to sleep every day. So be mindful on routines for deep sleep. You're going to eat every day. Be mindful of what you put in your mouth. You're going to hopefully have relationships. So be mindful of how you treat them. And ultimately, you're going to have passion. So live that fully.
I love it. Rebecca, I'm just so proud of you and so excited for you and so excited for the people that are going to read this book, whose lives are going to be blessed by reading it. So thank you for walking in the midst of hell through to the other side. It's just wonderful to see. And thanks for your time today on this program. I know a lot of people are going to be blessed.
Thank you for having me. It's my joy.
It's wonderful. Folks, the book is Rhythms of Renewal. Rebecca Lyons is the author. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.